Anyway, welcome back to Sports Orphans, episode three.
Episode three. Listen, we made it. No, most people, when they go podcast, they go one episode. One person's like, oh, I just had a baby. I got to go feed the cat. I got to go take care of the dogs. We're pushing. We're going. Yeah. We're pushing through
the cranking sludge. Out content.
We love it.
Once a week and then... I think we've hit one. Well, last week was a little bit of a fuck up because we were behind on getting the episode out. And then... Yeah. The Yankees won a game. They won game four.
Yeah.
But then we had recorded after game three.
And
we almost, thank God though, it kind of worked out because if we would have recorded.
Honestly, thank God the Yankees lost. At least it put our podcast into a contextual drop, which was good. But besides that.
But not really though, because you listen to it, it's like we're talking about, I don't know, heading into game four, I don't know, and it's like we're behind.
We are
But the
behind.
Title is like, it's over, because we thought it was, and it is, spoiler alert, but that's where we left off with it, and I thought for sure I would never see you again in this room.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was tough. It was really, really tough. My heart was broken. Instagram, DMs, everything on D&D, nobody talked to me, but I made it through. With the help of Call of Duty, with the help of a beautiful dinner that I made afterwards. Kielbasa, sauerkraut, bratwurst, some pierogies.
Right.
Just worked. I polished my way through the loss of the Yankees.
But the next day was Halloween, right?
Yeah, which was fun. I got a bunch of Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And me and Kelsey got into an argument because she's like, you got one bag of candy and two things of the trick-or-trade Pokemon cards?
I was trying to find those to hand out.
I was like, listen... These are going to go quicker than the candy, 100%. And she didn't get it. She was just like, no, no way. The kids...
Lost their
There was a little Asian kid who was dressed up as Squirtle. I had the cards like on my porch banister, which was kind of behind a water pool. I set up packs for them to take. This kid was like, I don't want it. He reached around the water pool and pulled two packs out of the big stack I had. I'm like, I trust him. He felt that the hits were in that little corner to the side. It was all the cards were gone. I felt so happy sitting out giving out candy. I didn't realize how much I loved Halloween. Now that I'm an adult, I'm handing out candy to kids.
Yeah.
It was
That's
awesome.
What me and Kara did in costume, and it was
your costumes were fantastic.
Thank you.
By the way,
that was all her.
I took mascara and put lines on my eyes, and I wore a USA hockey jersey with a Ruzioni on the back.
So you were a hockey player.
I was a member of the 1984 USA Miracle Hockey Team.
There was a lot of kids dressed like John Morant that came in trick or treating. There was
really?
Like there was like six kids that we
we're
had
in New York. You'd think it'd be
well. He's like the guy right now.
Yeah, I get. For me, I think LaMelo Ball would be the guy, but I guess they just love stick-toting John Morant.
John Morant, dude, did you see his fucking 360 fake out dunk?
Oh my gosh!
Against my Nets, but hey, Nets won anyway. So
it kills
suck
me.
My dick, Grizzly fans.
It kills me.
We're so back. The Nets are so we're 4-4 right now.
The Yankees killed me. But then what killed me even more is the Knicks are off to a slow start.
Yep.
Like I'm watching them and I'm like, listen, there's a chemistry issue that clearly like it's just got to work itself out once everyone's together. We lost to the Rockets yesterday. I'm like, that's not good.
Houston.
Some random guy, I don't even know, dropped 25 on us. And I'm like, we used to be one of the best defensive team in the leagues, and now we're letting up 25 to guys who I don't even know. That's also a part me not paying attention that much to basketball. But speaking of amazing plays, my birds, Saquon Barkley. Did you see that?
The reverse
he
hurdle.
Spun. He broke another tackle, and then mid breaking that tackle, reverse hurdle. That was Call of Duty 6 Omni movement. That was one of the craziest things I had ever seen. Birds went off that game too. One handed catches in the end zone. Jalen Hurts was running around. They were in the Kelly greens. Cooper DeJean was out there. My Jackie Robinson, the first white cornerback that I've ever seen in my lifetime. It was amazing. I was so proud of the Birds.
The Giants had a close game against the Commanders.
Commanders are good, dude.
But of course, I don't even watch football anymore because the Giants are that bad. I'm actually thinking about taking a personality test and finding a new football team.
You know what? There are people.
But knowing me, it'd probably be like, I don't know.
Well, listen, Lil Mo Mozzarella, one of my favorite people on Instagram. You know, how you doing? He was a Giants and Jets fan, but because they're in Jersey And he's like, I only support the real New York team. He goes to Buffalo for all games. Right. Maybe you go Buffalo. You got Josh Allen up there.
Dude, got some,
you got Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
It looks like a fun time.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah, and it's a real New York team. Is
Singletary still on that team or no?
Singletary? Oof, I have no idea.
Not Singletary. Who am I thinking
of? That seems pretty old. That seems like a 2015, 2016.
I don't know. Pool. See, that's the thing. I don't pay attention to football like that. Yep. But it's really mainly baseball, basketball, and the WWE.
The WWE. Because
that's my shtick there. But, of course, let's just get it out of the way. Game 5 was
that
an absolute Yankees fan nightmare. Fucking nightmare.
I was up until 3 a.m. I watched the game on my TV. I was yelling. I was shouting. We were up 5-0. And then that horrendous inning where we gave up 3 errors. And we were keeping Cole out there. And I'm like, you know what? Keep him out there. Keep him pushing. I mean, you know, he's our best chance out of this. And then it just got worse and it got worse. And Rizzo didn't step on first. And Chisholm and Volpe and Aaron Judge. Oh, my gosh. That was terrible. It was in his glove. It was over. Like, it killed me. It physically, like, took a toll on me. I was up until 3 a.m. at the edge of my bed just sitting up. Like, I was sitting up. And me and my wife were like, she was clearly upset because I'm not going to bed and it's 3 in the morning. But I just, I couldn't even give a verbal response. Sitting there, just witnessing that's the worst loss in Yankees history.
By far.
That is the worst loss. You're about to pull it back. You're about to go 3-2, and you absolutely just diarrhea all over your bed.
I mean, we had such a strong start that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Bottom of the first back-to-back home run,
I was pumped. I was so pumped.
I thought, I was like, all right, good. This is going to be an interesting series.
Judge, Chisholm, Wells, Glaber, everybody's hitting. Everyone's working.
5-0 lead.
Cole is pushing right now. And then we look like little leaguers picking flowers in the outfield when it comes to defense. I was shocked.
Quite fucking literally. And what's crazy is like how much of a domino effect it was. Like it just got progressively worse. And then all of a sudden the bats stopped working.
The Dodgers got hot and they got even better.
And then that was it for us.
I just watched my world shatter in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was really, really hard. But Gerrit Cole, he tried to play the Yankees. He was saying, you know what? I'm not going to take my extension. I'm going to test free agency. The Yankees, who normally crumble in situations like that, were like, you know what? Go test free agency. That's annoying. You got to go interview with teams. And Cole said, you know what? No. I'll come back for the rest of my 4-year deal. So the Yankees saved $36 million. Cole is still going to be pitching for us for the foreseeable future.
He's our ace. He's the only guy we got right now.
And, well, I mean, listen, Hill was really good in the regular season. Stroman was like all right in a couple starts.
He's not a starter.
Hill? Yeah, he is.
Tim Hill?
No. Luis Hill. G-I-L.
Luis Hill.
Yeah.
Gil.
Sorry. I should have threw a Dominican flair on that one.
Yeah, you should have.
Luis Gil. Yankee. But yeah, I think, I don't know, keeping Soto is going to be hard. What really killed me was he posted a picture of 3 Xbox controllers with Black Ops 6 skins, and he said, ready for the offseason. And I'm like, oh, that's not a good sign. He's locked in for Black Ops 6 in the offseason. He went to Alaska. He went to Alaska for some reason. What is a Dominican doing in Alaska?
Maybe he just wants to escape.
Maybe, but you didn't have to go to Alaska. I mean, you could go to Syracuse to get an escape.
Cornwall, New York.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't have to go that far to get an escape. He went all the way to Alaska and then started playing Call of Duty. That is not a good sign in my eyes. I don't know how, but that just feels bad. Like, I don't know.
I think, okay.
And the Mets owner said he will do literally anything blank check for Soto, which is scary. That's pretty.
Here's a hot take.
Hot take.
Do we need him?
Yes. Yes. yes, Mike. We do need him.
I don't think we do.
Ultimately, he was our either first or second most productive bat in the postseason. He walked more than anybody on the team. He was great defensively all year. He galvanized the players together. He is one of the best players in baseball. Now, Aaron Judge, you could say, was better in the regular season, but he shitted in the postseason.
Absolutely.
So to have a guy like Juan Soto, who can perform the way he was performing despite Judge and us still go to the World Series, that is an intangible player you need. And I know people are going to be like, oh, well, we have Jason Dominguez back, you know, waiting in the outfield. He's Yankees first signed him, he was like 15, 16 years old. I saw him play for the Renegades. Kid is an absolute animal. He will be a major league star one day. I just, again, Jason Dominguez, who I'm very high on, or Juan Soto, 100 times out of 100 times, it's Juan Soto. Like, I don't.
But for that, the only reason why I say that is like, okay, so if the Yankees give that money, if they offer exactly what Soto wants,
we are in. Like, that's
we're in, but we're also, there's salary cap, right? Baseball, or like, not salary cap, or like spending. I mean, there's only so many dollars the Yankees organization can spend. And if a majority...
Rich teams have way more money to spend. It's not a traditional salary cap where everybody has this amount of money. It's very different in baseball. It's pretty much untapped.
But don't you think the money that we would spend to get Soto, we could spend, I think, on a decent third baseman and some pitching? Because if we get a decent third baseman, we can put Chisholm back in center field where he belongs and then put Judge in right field. Because Rizzo 100% is gone, and so is Torres.
He is
gone. Now you're down a first
baseman. No, I think we fight for Torres.
I don't think they offered him anything. There was
no option. They didn't give him the option, but he is still years on his contract.
Okay.
I think they're going to do the same. I mean, look, they had Gerrit Cole on an option that they didn't give him, and he was like, I'll test free agency, and we called his bluff. So if we're going to do that with Gerrit Cole, I don't see why we can't also just get Glaber. I mean, Glaber and Cole are two very different caliber of players. If we're doing that with arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball, and we're winning that, like, you know, bluff, then 100% I'm not. Listen, if Glaber goes, it's a hit, but Glaber is also very streaky. Beginning of the season, he was garbage. Middle of the season, he was all right. End of the season, he picked it up. Postseason, he played the best baseball he played all year. That's not necessarily a great sign. I mean, he progressively got better, but he's up and down so much. I feel like Glaber's somewhat replaceable. Again, a third baseman would be nice. The only problem is, besides like the two errors in the postseason, Chisholm looks fine in the infield. He just needs more reps there. Yeah. I think first base is a huge problem. I think we need a great defensive first baseman and someone with a bat. People were talking about, oh, we get rid of Soto and get Alonso. I don't want Pete Alonso.
No.
I don't want him.
You got Christian Walker from the Diamondbacks. He's a free agent.
They were talking about him and Paul Goldschmidt. I'm like, first off, Paul Goldschmidt is like 38 years old. I don't want, like, Rizzo, when we got him, was older and towards the end of his life. I don't
towards
want
towards the end of his life.
Yeah, I don't want. I
He's
don't want
fucking die.
Yeah, poor Rizzo. Apparently, like, he was trying to get in contact with the Cubs, and the Cubs don't even want him, and he's a Cubs legend.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Like Rizzo,
he is washed up.
I love him. He is washed. He broke his hand, and he just hasn't looked the same since then. I think we definitely need a first baseman, but priority number one, we need to keep Soto. Talking about first baseman, Oswaldo Cabrera looks way competent there. He looks like a good first baseman, and he's got a good bat. Plus, we got that kid Ben Rice.
Yeah.
Do you know Ben Rice?
I'm aware of Ben.
White kid. Speaks fluent Spanish. They call him, what's Rice in Spanish? Orizo.
Like,
they call him
Ben Orizo.
It's the best. He speaks fluent, like, Ben Dominican Rice style Spanish. And he hit, like, I think he had a 3 home run game, and he hit a home run in his debut. Kid's got a bat. I mean, you know, he struck out a lot, but also it's your first time
so
in the
Judge.
Majors. So did Judge. I mean, you're going to learn patience the longer you're in the big leagues. I like Ben Rice. I like Jason Dominguez. We got that kid, Spencer, tall kid, plays down in Scranton. He's fantastic. We can find space for him. I'm not worried about younger guys.
Is the Thunder still?
Trenton, no, they're independent ball now. They're not affiliated with the team
Scranton's
anymore. So Scranton Rail Riders, AAA. Double A of Somerset Patriots in Somerset, New Jersey, and now the Yankees own the Renegades.
So they don't have the Staten Island Yankees anymore.
No, they sold that team. They're not the Staten Island Yankees.
Gotcha.
Or that might just be another developmental team. I know our lowest team is either like Tampa Bay Tarpons or something like that, or some team down in Florida, just like a retirement
there
team.
There was a team, I think it was Single A or Double A, and when me and my girlfriend were down in Lancaster for something last year, and
a lot of
there was a stadium like literally behind the building that we were staying in. I didn't notice it until we were leaving, And I was like, oh, we should have went to a game. Like, it just looks so fun.
Minor league baseball is the best. I mean, $2 like beer night. You got guys who...
$5 ticket, and you never know. You might get an autograph from, like, somebody that might be...
Dude, I saw Jason Dominguez. I saw Anthony Volpe. I saw Austin Wells. I saw all three of those guys.
Evan Longoria is the only person I could say I've seen play.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the only reason why, just like, as soon as the Renegades were owned by the Yankees, because they were Tampa Bay for a while, I never really cared to see division rivals prospects.
Yeah.
When the Yankees bought them and they're like 20 minutes away from me,
stadium got renovated. It's sold out almost all the time now.
They have like outdoor fire pits now. Like, it's a fun time. Just go to
I've always loved going to Renegades.
It's so much fun.
And now that they're wrestling Yankees, under the stars.
At dude, Renegades? That's where I saw Cody Rhodes. Cody versus Ray. We were at that same dude. I forgot about that. Me and Mike were at the same wrestling event before even knowing each other, and we were like probably feet away from each other at one point.
And here we are,
and we have led to this path right here.
We have led to the Sports Orphan podcast.
Yes.
So now that baseball's over, where do we shift our? Where do you shift your attention? As
I'm full. I'm full into the Premier League right now.
Okay.
Tottenham just beat Aston Villa, and so first off, Villa was always a team I kind of rooted for. They're in a city in Birmingham, which is like a dump. It is a dump of a city. And they're like a bigger team from there. They have European history. I've always liked their players. They're like a scrappy, fun team. So I never root for them, but I've always liked them. I think it was a year and a half ago, they won at our stadium. And so our old stadium used to be called White Hart Lane. They said 3-point lane, because when you win, you get 3 points in the table. I was pissed. Because also, they have this English kid named Matty Cash who plays for Poland, because he's so bad, he can't get in the England squad. So he has to play for his grandma's country in Poland. He broke one of our best player's legs in that game.
Wow.
And I was not on purpose, but it was a really like shady tackle. And I was pissed. And the next game, we smoke him 2-1. Then we smoke them again 4-0 last year. This year, we go 1-0 down. Normally, in Tottenham terms, that's a death sentence. You either go down and never come back up, or, like this game, we won 4-1. We were chatting. We were scoring free kicks. We were running all over the place like madmen. We took Son off. Like, we took our best player off. Like, it was fun. That was a fun win. And I am vehemently urging you, you got to find a Prem team. It will be so much fun.
Is there a Prem team, like, personality test I could take right now?
Probably 100%. But also, see if you could take a test. Here, why don't I do this? I'm going to give you, like, some nicknames, and you
tell me
what your vibe is. We'll go bracket okay. style. All right. So do you prefer a bee or a seagull? Like These are real. Seagull? Not a hornet, not a yellow jacket, okay. Well, I'm allergic. A bee, like a bumblebee.
I'm allergic to bees, therefore seagull.
You like seagulls?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we will go, what's interesting? A forest.
Okay.
Or a wolf.
A wolf.
A wolf?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Forest doesn't make the wolf. The wolf makes the forest.
Oh, man.
Type shit.
That is the hardest quote. Dude, did you come up with the spot hard, dude.
Where could I have planned that?
You're right. That was very spontaneous. You've been, oh my God, he mentioned a wolf and a forest. I've been waiting years for this.
Yeah.
A villain.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
A villain or a tractor boy. A tractor boy or a villain?
Villain.
A villain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, we'll go a saint. Saint. Or, who else can I use? I feel like I'm missing some pretty notable. You know what? I'll throw somebody relatively. I don't know. I know this is cheating. I should know all the
time. While we wait for that, let me just talk to you guys about the newest podcast sponsor for this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar Shave Club is the only shaving product company guaranteed to give you everything you need, from high-quality razors and high-quality shaving products such as aftershave, shaving cream, and shaving gel.
The fact that you know this is kind of crazy.
And all Sports Orphans listeners can receive a 10% discount by going to dollarshaveclub.com and using the discount code, what was it, Fox or...
A Fox... Or, what did I say before? A saint.
Ooh. A saint.
A saint?
Amen.
Okay. A toonie or a hammer?
What the hell's a toonie?
I don't know.
Hammer.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Okay. Hammer or seagull?
Hammer. I use hammers more than I use seagulls.
Okay. A wolf or a villain?
Wolf.
Wolf or villain? Okay.
I really like wolves.
I really like wolves. All right. A wolf or a hammer? Think about you with a hammer versus a wolf.
But if I had a wolf.
But Brock Lesnar with a hammer.
What should I be more afraid of, or what should I root
for? All right, what would you be more afraid of? You with a hammer fighting a wolf, or you with a wolf fighting Brock Lesnar with a hammer?
I would pick the wolf.
Against Brock Lesnar with a
hammer. Dude, you know how fucking big wolves are?
They're dogs.
They're huge.
He will literally starship press the wolf, and then while coming down, hit you with the hammer on the head.
Nah, he would fuck up that. That wolf would fuck him up.
Dude, he is one of the greatest wrestlers. I think, all right, we were about to pick a team for Mike. Now we're going to talk about, could Brock Lesnar beat up wolves?
I mean, maybe. He couldn't even beat up fucking Cain Velasquez.
All right, well, listen.
So.
That is a man.
Yeah. So, like.
But also, Cain Velasquez, I think, could 100% beat a wolf.
That's
I
not think, what you fucking asked me,
I though. Think Brock Lesnar could beat a wolf, though.
Okay, all right. All right. Objectively, I'm picking the wolf. What's my team?
Okay, wolves. Wolverhampton Wanderers. Okay,
all right. That we're the Wolves.
Personally, I would have rather you gone the Hammer with West Ham because they're a London team also. Okay,
so I'm a Wolf fan.
You're a Wolves fan.
All right.
Interesting. Not a bad. I mean, they're bottom of the league right now. They're the worst team. I didn't even realize that. I thought Crystal Palace was, but they are bottom of the league right now. They have 7 losses, 3 draws, 0 wins. Wow. Only team without a win besides Ipswich, which is Ed Sheeran's team, the Tractor Boys.
He has a team?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
I'm in love with the shape of
you. We should get a team in England. How much does it cost?
It's a ridiculous amount of money. Bucks. Literally, what's his name? Rob McElhenney and...
Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds
bought a team together, and it's like killing their bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like they're doing Cricket Mobile ads all the time.
Yeah.
They're doing their Mint 30th Mobile. Seasons of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Should never bought a fucking soccer team.
But listen, they're doing well with it.
Yeah.
They're getting promoted. They were non-league when they bought
it. They have
their
own show.
In like League One. Yeah, they got a show. It's on FX. But you are a Wolves fan. I will give you the opportunity to switch West Ham right now if you want to be a hammer. You're already shaking your head. You're diehard. Wolf. Wolves, baby. All right, so Mike is a Wolves fan. Their next match is this Saturday.
Okay.
It starts at 10 a.m. That's not bad.
Okay.
I wake up at 7 sometimes.
Where can I watch the Premier League? What channel?
All right, so Peacock.
Okay, I have Peacock.
If you don't have Peacock, I got Peacock.
I got Peacock. I watch WWE Network.
I was about to say, you're a WWE guy. You got to have Peacock. So it's Peacock, 10 a.m., 4 days.
All right.
Give it a shot. I will tell you, Wolves are historically a Portuguese-type team. They signed a ton of Portuguese guys, and that was their whole thing. I don't know how they're doing now, but they got some fun players.
All right.
Guy, Toti Gomez. He's a center back for them. And then Matias Cunha. There's also a Mexican on the team. Little North American representation. Actually, he's not on the team anymore. Never mind.
Never mind.
Sorry, I forgot that he moved. But yeah, Mike is now supporting the worst team in the Premier League who have escaped relegation the last couple of seasons. Let's see how that goes for him.
All right. I will, next episode, I will make sure I have some homework.
Well, now we'll be able to talk another sport, which will help this podcast out tremendously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, how's the Knicks doing?
Again, we lost to the Rockets.
The Nets won.
So right now
the Nets beat the Grizzlies.
They beat the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Now I think shaking off the dust from the baseball season.
It's basketball.
Getting season. The sunflower seeds out of my pockets. Now it's basketball season. Yeah. I don't watch football. I don't care about football.
No, I do. I
only do because of the Super Bowl, and I'll be watching it on Nickelodeon this year. Any fans out there that know who I am, which is probably none because the people that listen to this are your fans, but my show, Dying to Talk, is going on extended hiatus.
Going
forward, because we at Dying Industry Films, this is the first time I'm mentioning this, we are making some big moves this winter. We're going to be moving to a new location.
Where?
I will tell you off screen. I'm not going to tell anybody
mouth
where.
It to me.
We are getting an actual studio, like a legitimate
studio. Yeah, that's sick.
Which is crazy because I've noticed this the other day. I was like, I've had a list of things that I want to accomplish
in life.
And somehow I'll forget about the list. And then one way or another, the things on the list happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying manifest it, but also put in some work at some point and things will pay off.
It's God's plan.
But,
it just happens, man.
Yeah, you not just quote Drake. No, I'm just kidding. I know.
Bad things.
yeah, so hopefully in December we'll be back and we'll try to crank out some stuff.
Yeah.
But well, listen, we'll be back.
In the meantime, we can...
And the Sports Orphan podcast will move into that new space, too. This will be... We're closing up here at Studio 122.
Listen, I love it here, though.
Yeah.
It's homey. It's nice.
It is, but it's also...
I technically am the most frequented guest.
It's time for an upgrade here. It is time for an upgrade. So I'm excited to share more on that later.
Yeah, more news to come.
We are not closed, though. So if anybody needs video production services, definitely hit us up.
You were talking about ads.
Yes.
Best part about soccer, there's one ad.
That's good.
So first half, 45 minutes uninterrupted. They don't stop it. Then there's like ads in the middle. And then 45 minutes interrupted again. So you get like just a little block of ads, but there's also halftime talk in there.
It's good. I could play Peacock on my phone, prop it up and play COD next to it.
We might have to do that together because I also like to do that, which is awesome. Next podcast, we're just going to book the next pay-per-view. Because Survivor Series has already happened.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't happened yet?
Crown Jewel just happened.
Crown Jewel. That's what what was it? Cody Rhodes versus...
Gunta.
That was a... Great match.
Great match.
Great match. Because they're both technical, good wrestlers.
Yeah.
You don't see that too often in the WWE where they're like putting on a good technical...
No.
Dude, that was fantastic.
Phenomenal match.
And at Crown Jewel, which is like...
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
That used to be like the worst. Like, I hated Crown Jewel.
The first one was the greatest Royal Rumble, right? Wasn't that the first thing they did? They like were like, we're going to do a 50-man Royal Rumble. I was like, why? Because I guess because the booking for Saudi Arabia shows...
They just want like...
What the
fireworks.
Saudi crowd want. Yeah. They just... So I don't think they put into it.
If they could dig up, like, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage.
And Ultimate Warrior.
And Ultimate Warrior. They would do that. I saw this one Instagram video where it was some guy doing a JR impression. He was like, coming up next, we got a crazy match right here. It's Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and The Undertaker versus Kane. And
No. It was Donald Trump, Kane, and The Undertaker versus Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, and Dave Bautista.
Dude, but the voice impression was perfect. It literally like sent me like I was.
You ever
like,
watch AEW? You know how like they'll be like, and coming up next, make sure to stay tuned for the 3-on-3 Eliminator tournament this Friday when Commander takes on. And then it's like also tune in on Saturday on YouTube to what? I'm like Jesus.
It's like
fuck.
It's like at the end of like a pharmaceutical commercial where it's like this product may give you who's not
this product may include this product. Do not take this product if you're pregnant.
I think they should switch them where it's like. And next week on Raw, we're going to be... and then, like, at the end, it's like, Ozempic may cause anal bleeding.
Rengovi.
Yeah.
Sky Rizzy.
Sky Rizzy. This podcast is brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
But overall, Crown Jewel, just a quick recap. We had the first match was the Bloodline versus the OG Bloodline.
Yep.
Which the new Bloodline took away the W, which makes sense because you want to push the story. Because if Roman and Jay and Jimmy, we need Survivor Series.
Well, that's why that happened.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
Roman
taking the pin, though, was interesting. I did not expect that.
Again. They're trying to push this narrative where it's a lot closer than because before for the past like 3 or 4 years that never would have happened.
Nope.
Roman would never get pinned, but now they're trying to humanize him a little bit.
Yeah,
and because the last time he was humanized was when like he came back from like real life cancer and people were like,
"No, he lost some money in the bank."
Yeah, but like that again, that's the whole point where people are like, "Oh my gosh, this guy's human!" Like he was actually gone for a real thing, and then he lost that. You know, like now it's kind of like we got to push that again because you need more attention.
Yeah,
I love the WWE, but this always happens. There's a huge stabler faction that seems like you can't beat them. Like when they had John Cena join the Nexus. And you're like, holy crap, they just beat... like. And at the time, this was Super Cena.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. And then, you know, the Nexus is losing matches because some of the guys in there are, like, you know, kind of doing this.
And then you got and that 7-on-7
match. And then
match.
You get Randy Orton, Chris Jericho... Edge.
I don't think Randy Orton was in that.
Yeah, he was. I could have sworn he was.
Ronnie just hit me up. Tech played BO6. Nexus.
Tell him later tonight.
Verse team.
That, by the way, I had the whole like Nexus like walk series.
Alone, the unknown.
Oh, do you remember the
live a life, another victory.
After the Nexus, they tried to do the core with
the core. The core is me, Bad News Barrett, and it was Ezekiel Jackson and Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater. It wasn't Randy Orton. It was Team WWE. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
John Cena, John Morrison, R-Truth,
yeah.
Bret Hart,
what?
Edge, Chris Jericho, and Daniel Bryan. He was a surprise seventh member.
Who wasn't
versus Wade Barrett, Otunga, Justin Gabriel, Heath Slater, Darren Young, Skip Sheffield, who's Ryback, and Michael Tarver.
I remember.
I just touched your foot. Why is your foot all the way near my desk?
I'm a big guy, man. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, there was in the 7-on-7, like it was pretty much like 6 versus 1 left, like the Nexus had taken, and who went crazy?
Cena.
It was Cena?
Cena starts smoking everybody.
I thought it was someone like a little...
Well, Daniel Bryan too had like a big shine, because that was like...
Because he used to be Nexus, and then he was kind of like,
no. He got fired.
No.
And then they brought him back.
Yeah.
Because he choked out somebody on TV with a necktie. Which is crazy. Think about your career. You start from that, and then you end up winning the WWE and World Heavyweight Championship at the biggest WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 30.
And everybody
wanted it. And then bag
it.
One of the hottest women in wrestling as your wife, and then go off to AEW and win.
You started as like a guy who would never get a job at WWE because your size. You actually made it, and you were like a jobber essentially, in the Nexus. And then you somehow just become the greatest wrestler like of recent.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
in ring technically, I don't think his promo skills are the best.
It sucks that he is not like a better.
Oh, player. And then concussion, retired permanently, comes back, wins the WWE Championship again.
Yeah,
drops it to Kofi, one of the biggest moments ever.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
His like Eco Warrior gimmick, where he had the wooden championship belt.
That was terrible.
I like that.
I didn't. I hated.
I like
that
because it makes. I hated how much. I hated that belt. That's why I liked it. That's why I liked how it worked.
I'm the opposite. I hated the spinner belt so much that I loved it.
I hated the spinner
belt. I loved the spinner belt. I thought it was so cool.
It just felt like it was just Cena's. When anybody else had it,
it felt
wrong.
Because you knew it was going to go
like when Alberto Del Rio's holding it, I'm like, what the fuck?
That,
or
oh my
Edge,
God.
Or
can
like,
I just say, probably one of my least favorite. I mean, it goes to show that he was a good heel. I hated Alberto Del Rio.
He's a horrible person.
Terrible person, but also like in ring, like a real, like an annoying heel. Which was, I did not like that.
His ring announcer was sick, though.
That's what I loved.
Vamos, Alberto! Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you would say. Yeah. Alberto!
Because Del Rio!
Yeah.
Like, you got, because, like, before that, all of, like, the Mexican and, like, Lucha guys who were, like, in the WWE, they were really, like, kind of in, like, the same category.
Mid-card.
Yeah. It was either mid-card, but then they did, like, when they went to the main scene, like, Rey Mysterio or, you know, Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie and Rey were probably the only, like, main event Latino, Hispanic like, acts in that time.
But also, they all had, like, very similar gimmicks. It's like, I'm... You know, you're either like, I'm soft-spoken lucha guy who's amazing, or you're like, I am like a terrible person with four baby mamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. like Eddie Guerrero's like low rider, like Lachi. Yeah. You know, Rey Mysterio's like supposed to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then you got like Carlito.
The Mexicools.
Dude, Carlito.
Do you remember the Mexicools?
It
might be before your time.
I was about to say, well, no, Latino World Order was before my time, but I loved Latino World Order.
Okay, so... The Mexicools.
So that's why I'm saying I'm a little confused. Who's the Mexicools?
So it was during it was like Paul London versus somebody on SmackDown. It was like a cruiser because the
cruiserweight
division
was awesome,
used to be on SmackDown. Ruthless Aggression era. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the Mexicools music hits, and out comes Super Crazy, Psicosis, and Juventud Guerrera, and they're on a riding mower in jumpsuits with leaf blowers.
No way!
Yeah, bro. The Mexicans.
No way!
They used to come to the ring on riding mowers.
Dude, the Ruthless Aggression era was so good. They were like, you know what? Let's do the Home Depot gimmick.
That's literally what the gimmick
was. Let's give leaf blowers.
That's literally what it was.
Vince, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure!
Yeah, that's literally what it was. And then Juventud ends up getting fired. And then Psicosis and Super Crazy end up still staying as
they're,
a team. The Mexicools.
They're a tag team.
And honestly... I fucked with them. I thought they were so cool, bro. I thought they were mad cool. I wanted their action figures so bad. I can never find them, ever. See, trying to buy wrestling figures in the Ruthless Aggression era was a nightmare. Well, as bad as it is today,
it was worse.
For any collectors out there, if anybody's listening, you know how much of a nightmare it is trying to buy figures for your collection today.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as there's great stuff coming out all the time, you go to Walmart or Target, you're not finding shit.
Anything.
But back then, you go to Walmart, Target, you go to CVS, you're going to find something. It will be the probably somebody you would never even a billion, even if you had all the money in the world, you'd be like, I'm not wasting $9 on this Maven action figure.
Yeah, I'm not getting a, what was it, a hurricane or a cyclone?
Whoa, whoa.
Dude, I loved him. Whoa. I loved him.
Watch it. Watch it.
Dude.
I have two Hurricane figures in my fig pad.
Really?
And I have two of them.
That's cool. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was never, because I grew up, you know, my mom eventually started making money later, but like during my wrestling action figure phase, it was when we were, you know, on the poorer side of things.
Yeah.
I could never get WWE figures. Mm-hmm. I got TNA figures.
I had a couple of those.
I had Kurt Angle TNA, which is my pride and joy.
Fuck yeah.
Loved that. I had Suicide.
That's Perk Angle.
I had Perk Angle. I had Suicide.
Manic. They changed his name.
Really?
Yeah. Because of his name is Suicide.
But that was TNA.
Yeah.
That was like the...
Eight-sided ring.
Hit like the steel cage.
X Division.
Dude, it was awesome. Yeah. I loved... like, because I would also watch TNA at that time. The reason why I watched TNA was because I got the action figures. Yeah. And then I had... what was his name? Not Abomination.
Abyss.
Yeah. I had Abyss. And then I had... Sting. Like those are my Stang. And those are the only four figures I had. So every card was booked was guys. Those guys.
I had to get creative because
I did get I stole a John Morrison though. That was my fit. It was the brown pants with the sunglasses, and he had the IC belt. That was the only belt I had. So it was always two mid card fights and then an IC belt
was the fight. Main chip.
Yeah, that was always it.
Yeah, we my brother and I obviously like shared the first figure that I had ever gotten was a Chris Benoit.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my parents would always we'd be like, we want Jeff Hardy. We need Jeff Hardy for Christmas.
I asked a million times. My mom didn't
know. We would get Matt Hardy on a vicious like it almost was like, are you serious?
It was comical.
It was like comedy. Was how many times we got Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
In the green like the green version one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't even think he ever had those pants. I think he only ever wore the red version one and the gray.
Yeah.
But we had, to this day, in my old toy chest, there's 15 Matt Hardys. And if I ever meet him, that's the only thing I'm ever going to say to him. And then I'll never forget when Newburgh Toy Show used to happen at the Newburgh Hotel, which is like now a... I don't know what it is. It's like over by where Fridays is going up 17.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went there one time. My uncle Anthony took me, and I'd saved my money up, and I was like, because there would always be wrestling figures. I'm getting something good. I'm getting something good. And I mean, obviously I balled out, but there was a Jeff Hardy figure. I was like, finally, in the Cyber Sunday carding. I was like, how much? And this fucking piece of shit scalper, $55. Yeah. And I bought it because I was like, I was about to say,
when you saved up the money, were you going big on one figure?
No, I wasn't planning on it, but I was like, I need to leave here. When I go to like conventions or like whatever, flea markets, I have a goal.
Yeah.
And when I find it, although there's been times where I obviously have walked away from a deal, but that I remember I was like 10. And
you couldn't walk.
Fresh after my dad had passed, I was like, I'm putting Jeff Hardy in my Fed.
I need to
and
soothe the pain.
And he is winning everything.
Yeah. I need to soothe the pain of my father's tragic death by booking Jeff Hardy
to win the world championship.
To go on a 3-title run.
I used to have to use Steven Richards as Triple H.
Oh.
Yeah.
My neighbor was huge into WWE. It's what got me into it. He used to like loan me his DVDs and stuff like that. So like I would be watching like the 2004 Royal Rumble in like 2011 and I'd love it.
Yeah.
And so like I started going to Walmart, $5 DVD sections, like the pay-per-views from like
two years ago. Yeah.
I used to just buy as many as I saw. So like I was watching like Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble, like from 2 years previous, like loving it. And then the figures I'd go over his house. He'd have tons of figures. He'd have the steel cage. He had an elimination chamber.
I never had that.
Which was crazy. Because, like, it literally had the top. You couldn't even use it with the top. You had to take the top off to wrestle.
Yeah.
He had the craziest lineup of figures. He had Edge and Christian, but Edge and Christian when they were, like, the brood. Or the
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, Vampire, Edge, and Christian.
Yeah.
Which today, that's probably mad money. Because that run was so little. But that was what's got them into WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had... Hardy Bros, like three different versions of them, which was sick.
Mm-hmm.
They had everything. Like they had like all of like the coolest versions of the figures, and that's where I nicked the John Morrison. I was like, listen, I'm gonna take somebody who they may not remember is gone, but like that's cool enough for me to
did
be
they ever
like.
Call you out on it.
They did call me out because I was a little thief as a child. I'm like,
look like you were.
I stole a lot.
Okay.
I stole Super Mario Brothers on the DS.
Oh, that's actually fucked up. I'd shoot you.
It was it was left on the table, and as I was walking out, dink.
I'm not going to lie. I did that once.
I have three stories of stealing that I think are very funny.
Do you want to share any of them?
Yeah. Middle school, lost and found, Weatherman foams. Saw him, had to have them. My size, had to have them. Keep in mind, these shoes are the most outlandishly recognizable shoes. They're Weatherman foams. Probably like four people in the entire Hudson Valley had them.
Nah, bro. Those were like
bro,
the ugliest fucking sneakers.
Nicked them. Wore them to school the next day.
Uh-huh.
And some kid's like, yo, are those Eddie's Weatherman foams? And I'm like, nah, they're mine. With a very noticeable scuff on the end. They're like, those are his. He had the scuff on the front. And I'm like, literally, I just got these. I was playing basketball in gym. And they were like, all right. He found out. And then he told the school. The school then told my mom. And my mom was like, yeah, I bought him shoes. She doesn't know what Weatherman foams are. Yeah. She bought me a pair of the John Wall Adidas Zig-Techs. And she thought they were the Weatherman
Reebok
foams. So I got them. I got them. Yeah. What was your stealing story? What was your grand larceny
tale? It wasn't really a stealing story per se. But... distant cousins from Texas came up one time.
Okay.
And
well, stealing doesn't count.
They were annoying.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I love you guys. Actually, no, I don't. I don't know. I don't really even know who the fuck they are. That's the thing. I gotta be so real with myself. Like, I have so many distant family members man. I do not. Like, my mom would be like, hey, so and so died. I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Oh, man. Well, I feel bad.
If you come to my family, if you reach out to me, say happy birthday, if you text me, or if you show up to somebody, hey, my condolences, your family.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, I don't know you.
Okay.
That's just the
real. So that's a real way.
My younger cousin. And his sister, the sister's like my age, and the younger cousin, I don't even know their names. Straight up, couldn't even tell you what their names are.
Okay.
I bet you they know my whole government.
Yeah. well, now that you're about to tell some sort of theft story,
it wasn't really a theft story, but we were downstairs.
Okay.
And they were using the computer.
Oh,
Gigi's
no.
computer. That's where I play games. Anyway,
so
he had a DS, and he was... It was Mario and Sonic at the
Olympic Games.
And I never
banger
seen that
of a game.
I was like, whoa, that's so cool.
Like 2008 or 2012? Like, what was this?
Because
both
might
of
have been 2008.
But both of those games are good, but 2012.
I don't remember.
Was a
I was
better.
Young. I was,
yeah,
nah,
yeah.
I was young. Yeah, because okay. The little one was the DS popping in 2008? I feel like
DS
got
was popping for most
I feel
of
like the DS I got. Now I'm looking back.
DS from
I
like
feel
two-
like my mom bought me a lot of shit because she felt so bad I didn't have a father. So, mom, shout out to you. Anyway.
Love it.
Shout
out, mom. My mom did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Anyway, so he's like playing, he's showing me the game, then he takes it out and puts it on the computer table.
Ooh.
I'm not even thinking about taking it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to ask my mom, like, hey, in a few weeks, save
can
up some pennies,
game?
Can I get this game?
Yeah.
And then he pissed me off with something. He had said some bullshit, and I was like, okay.
All right.
I'm going to go play on the computer. So I'm playing on the computer, and I'm like, I see the games there, and I'm like, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it.
It's in there.
Anyway, we go and eat dinner. I'm like, I'm not doing it. That's fucked up. Not doing it. So then
never had that
they're like, we're getting ready to leave. And then she was like, let's call him Justin. I know his name's not Justin.
Yeah.
Justin, make sure you have all
big
your
justice.
Games. Yeah, Big Justice.
Let's call him Big Justice.
Dude.
You stole my Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
So,
boom.
With a chicken bake.
With
so
a chicken
they,
bake.
They go, do you have everything? And I'm in the computer room. He goes, yeah, I got all my games. And I'm like,
no, you don't.
No, he doesn't. And I'm like, I should say something. I should
get up and say something.
I didn't. And they left. And I was like, eh, oh, well. But if people don't fuck with me,
then you don't like them back.
Then you better not leave your Mario and Sonic.
Yeah, you better not leave your Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games 2008 lying on the computer table when I'm trying to play Balloons Tower Defense 5.
Balloon Pop. It was the other one. It was the same. It was like a spinoff of Balloons Tower Defense. It was the same developers. It was like
Kiwi Games.
Yeah, it was Kiwi Games. You're like throwing the dart, and it's got to like bounce and hit all the balloons.
Oh, I never played that one.
That shit would get fucking real so quick.
I never played that one, but similar. I would play
or make the monkey happy. We'd have to do all the mini games to make him happy.
No, I played a Sniper Hero or Sniper Quest 3, where you're in like a room and there's like a wall. There's enemies. You got to shoot the bullet at the wall and bounce them and try to get them all. That one was fun.
Ever played Clear Vision?
Clear Vision. You again? All these games I have not played since the Chromebook.
Clear Vision was like. It was like, I remember the theme song. You played as a stick figure, as a sniper.
Love, oh, dude, those are the best. Oh, I probably played. I played all those stick figure games. Like Stick Figure Spy. I would love that one. The Sniper stick figure series were awesome.
Beat your boss.
Yeah.
Where you just click items and just.
You were late to the meeting.
And then you just fucking smack him with a coffee mug.
There was an achievement where if you lasted, I think, longer than like 5 minutes without snapping, you got like an achievement. I would try to do it, but they're like halfway through. He'd be like, your wife called. She's leaving you. I'd be in like fifth grade, like, I can't do this.
I can't. This is sports. We haven't been talking about sports in a while.
Listen, we're in a season where sport, like, we just had the pinnacle sports season. Every season was going congruently. There were now games.
It's just two.
And no.
Three.
Hockey, football. Basketball. You got soccer, which you are going to watch.
Yes, I'm a Wolves fan now.
Wolves fan. Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yes, I'm familiar with their logo. I've played FIFA.
Yes. So
should I get a kit?
Dude, there's old ones are probably sick. Like I always love.
Was
like,
it Wolvenham?
Wolverhampton. It's spelled.
Oh, I see it. Wanderers.
It's like Wolf, W-O-L-V.
They tied with Crystal Palace and Brighton.
Yep. Brighton's actually not a bad draw, but Crystal Palace is not good. Mm. They have not won a game this year.
Oh, their kid's kind of ugly.
Well, that's why I'm saying look at the older ones. And also, if you got a club with a bad kit, look goalkeeper kits, because sometimes the goalkeeper ones are fire.
These are actually ugly.
Look up West Ham. Maybe you'll switch your allegiance just based on the jersey. Look up a West Ham kit. Because I would actually prefer you to be somewhat of a London rival. I mean, I don't hate West Ham as much as I hate Chelsea and Arsenal, but I also...
Well, that's like the maroon with the blue.
Yeah. Not too bad.
I mean, soccer is just ugly in general. All the uniforms
are... Look up Crystal Palace's jersey.
I know what that looks like.
Spider-Man, yeah, dude. It does. Sick.
We're just going to close it out with this one quick segment, and we'll get back to
talking about sports. I forgot to ask questions this week. I'm sorry. I know you guys love the questions.
I know. That's why I prepared this segment.
Yeah, thank you.
Best... uniform jersey design of all time, in your opinion? It could be an alternate. It could be a special edition.
It would have to be.
And then worst.
Honestly, this would have to be like per sport because like there are so many.
Well, let's stick with one for right now.
For right now, football.
Okay.
I will go. I might be biased because I'm an Eagles fan, but that Eagles Kelly Green.
The one they wore the other day. Pretty nice.
But also like the older versions of it. So awesome. Like, I love it. They got the full bird on the arms. They got the silver and the white and the green. Like, I mean, and with NFL jerseys, it's so tough because, like, of course you've got, like, the Ravens who always have awesome uniforms.
They do have the sickest.
Like, they're so cool, dude. And then you have just teams like Green Bay where it's the same thing every year. And I feel like it's a lot of teams.
There's also so many teams that are red, white, and blue.
Yeah. I do love the Dolphins. Like the old Dolphins logo, the full white with the little accents, the teal and orange. That's cool. Worst ones this year. Sorry. I know you're a Giants fan. Those Giants jerseys with the tan pants are arguably as bad as all of those other throwbacks that they do for like the 100-year anniversaries.
Yeah.
Like with like, what was it? The Jets who had like yellow pants and a circle in the middle with the number. And like all of those throwback jerseys in the NFL are garbage that are like the 100-year anniversaries. This past one, they look naked. Like the bottom of the pants looks like skin toned. Yeah. I thought I was watching like a Skims commercial or something. It was terrible.
Skims by Kim K.
What's funny is there's a great example of it. I don't know if you've seen it, if you want to look it up. Illinois, the University of Illinois, look up their leather uniforms. They were this year. They hand-painted the helmets, and they did throwback uniforms, and they made their helmets look like leather helmets from back in like the 1800s. Probably some of the sickest throwbacks I've ever seen, and I'm like, why doesn't the NFL do this? Like, the University of Illinois' leather uniforms are awesome. Like, they're so cool.
Oh, the helmet looks like leather.
Yeah. Doesn't that whole thing look awesome?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what is the Giants?
And look how bad the Giants... Like, this is a professional team versus a university. And not even, like, a big university. It's the University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini. And they somehow did the throwback old jerseys 10 times better than the Giants. So I'll go with that.
Oh, these things. Yeah, these were terrible.
Those were so bad.
They were terrible.
NBA.
With that stripe in the middle.
NBA, I'm always like privy to doing like a classic Knicks, mm-hmm. especially like our old 90s ones with like that sick blue and like the black and the orange. But if you're going NBA, you got to go like Toronto, like the old Raptors.
Yeah, shit. Like, with the fucking dinosaur on it.
I had a sick one in high school. 90s Atlanta Hawks that was all black with like the full hawk on the middle. Dikembe Mutombo.
Fire.
I had that one. That was awesome. I gave it to my buddy because it was fake and I was mad that it was fake, even though now I would rock
it. It wasn't a hardwood classic.
No, it wasn't. Worst NBA uniform? Remember like Adidas, the Christmas 2015 with the sleeves?
I hated those.
And honestly, nowadays, all these Nike jerseys, like the City Connect ones, most of them suck.
I don't like them.
The Milwaukee, the Cream City jerseys. That was crazy.
Cream City.
Like, why are you putting that?
Taking you to Cream City.
Like, that was so wild.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many great... The thing that I love about soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, the jerseys, the kits, they come out with fire special edition ones every single year.
All right, good.
There's a team right now in Switzerland called Basel. They have like flames on the bottom of their jerseys that look sick. There's a club in Italy in Venice called Venezia. Uh-huh. They have some of the best kits every single year, time after time. They were sponsored by Armani, like, damn, which is like awesome. PSG is like a fashion brand at this point now. All of their kits look pretty cool.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Real Madrid have awesome ones. They had one with like a dragon going up the middle for Chinese New Year.
That's sick.
Ronaldo scored like a hat trick in it. It's amazing. Like there are a lot of misses, but there's also a lot of hits. All right, well, I think that's actually going to do it for the Sports Orphans Podcast, Episode 3. Again, thank you guys for listening. I'm having an absolute blast doing this with my buddy Mike. So we thank you so much for listening, and don't be an orphan. How do we close these out? we got to get a closing statement, Mike. Don't be an orphan.
Don't
keep your parents alive.
Nobody chooses to be an orphan, bro. You know, like, comment,
subscribe, leave a review. Even if you hate the show, let us know that you hate
it. Put a 1-star review and say that we're terrible people. If you think we should
quit, let me know. I need to know. I get almost nothing from anybody. And
we're talking into the void. We need something to yell back.
Yeah.
We need something from the opposite end of the cave. Even if it's telling me
to like end my own life, that's more.
Don't listen to them, Mike.
But obviously I'm not going
to
listen.
You've got sports to watch.
I've got guns to get gold.
dark matter. I was gonna say black matter, but that's not, it's dark matter. I got dark matter.
I'm never getting that camo anyway. Yes, on that note, thank you, Marco.
Thank you for listening, and have a good day, everybody. Click
delete this podcast
and it's gone.